Okay.
Thank you so much. Thanks for holding. This is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I cannot complain. It's Monday, right?
I hear you.
Yeah, it's happy Monday, right? Have you guys done anything in terms of advertising for the NYC Plumbing Company yet?
No, I just got our Google and our Yelp up and stuff, but otherwise, no, because usually we haven't, because we have a lot of contracts with property management companies, so, but we're going to start dabbling back into the residential again, so.
Yeah, definitely helps having that residential service and that business, you know, when it comes to it. So we can definitely help you get the exposure, ma'am, and, you know, get you where anytime anybody in the Menifee and surrounding areas. I know you're kind of by Temecula and all that, and Marietta,
yeah,
right, all those areas, right? We can have you guys show up on the first page of Google, right? So we are actively looking to place another plumbing company in the area because a position just came available. I don't know if he told you about that or not. That's why you got to even call today. But the good news is I have pretty much a package for everybody, Mary, and I can definitely help you guys scale. Right. So let's talk about that. So like I said, the first phase is to make sure that you're showing up for any of the keywords that relate to plumbing. Okay. So, and there's a lot. There's drain. I don't know if you guys do water heaters or not, but all the
I have all those words already up on my list. I already have, yeah, I have those up on Google and everything. All of the keywords and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So AI, getting a website, or even getting a Google business profile, none of that, though, is going to get you on the first page of Google. So that's what we're talking about, right? Because pretty much all the business is dealt on the first page of Google, right? So anytime somebody types in a keyword that relates to you in your area, right, I'm sure you've done it too, right? You notice, like, there's certain people showing up on the first page of Google, and then there's certain people that are not showing up on the first page of Google. Okay. Well, why is that?
How it goes, how it works, well, because they're paying money. That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm paying $1,000 right now, and I'm still not on the, you know, and I know I'm not going to be on the first page, and that's with $1,000.
Who are you paying $1,000 to right now?
Google.
Well, are you running pay per click, or what do you mean you're paying $1,000 right now?
That's what is coming out. Just about almost every month. For a Google ad.
Yeah. It definitely save you money and get you on that first page. So that's the problem. When people try to deal with such a big conglomerate like Google directly, they end up, like, overspending. I have a drain, like a plumbing guy. His name's, like, he starts with a drain, though. He goes that vertical. The guy spends a lot of money with me, but he was spending over 15 grand a month with Google directly, and then I got involved and I was able to get him down to 9 grand a month. So I literally saved him $6,000 a month and was able to get him more leads, right? And how I was able to do that was I optimized him. He was overspending, right? There's tools that I have that other, you know, that you're not going to get, you know, by trying to do your own advertising with Google, right? So we are actually Google's biggest partner, and the good news is, you know, I can definitely help you save money, cut that expense down, Mary, and really, like, focus on some good things in addition to you just being on the first page of Google. So, yes, the first page of Google is definitely important, but there's different parts of the first page of Google, right? There's the business section on the first page of Google, and then there's the very tippy top, right, which a lot of people are overspending on that very tippy top area, right? And so I kind of address it like one, you know, aspect at a time. So where, like I said, you're saving money, you're still getting better results than you are now, and you're not overspending at the end of the day. So half the battle is getting on the first page of Google. The other half of the battle is how do you stand out, right? So let me explain that, okay? I'm going to go ahead and send you a quick text message because I want you to see this real quick, right? because it's very important that, you know, you obviously stand out amongst the crowd, right? Because everybody's got a business name and everybody's got a logo, right? So what I mean by that is this, and I'm sending it to you right now so you can see. I'm just pulling it up right here so I can text it to you. There it is. Perfect. Here we go. Okay. When you get a second, go ahead and click on that for me. You should get it in any second now.
Okay.
Go down where you see Lewis Pest Control.
Okay.
Okay. If you notice next to their name, they have a photo of themselves standing next to their van, like a personalized photo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I preach this heavily, Mary, because this is something that a lot of businesses don't take the time to do, where they just get like a photo of themselves, right? Everybody's got a logo. Everybody's got a business name. But one of the reasons why I feel like, you know, this company went the extra mile and how they were able to be so successful with me was because having a personalized photo, okay? Second thing, obviously, is having those 5-star reviews, right? It's very important, right, to have those 5-star reviews. So what we will do for you is we will give you a tool to help you get those 5-star reviews, and it sends out like automated text messages, right, so that you will get those 5-star reviews. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I had them before when I used to do residential in the beginning, but then when we put up the website and put up Google, I couldn't get them all my reviews transferred over from Angie's List, from here, from there, and it was like, okay.
Yeah. Because I see you have 2 Google business profiles, actually, you know, stand up. Like, you know that? You actually have 2 Google business profiles. You have NYC Plumbing, Inc., and then NYC Plumbing, Inc. Both of them are on Google. Both have different sets of pictures as well, right? Yeah, but neither one of them have any 5-star reviews on it. You actually
I couldn't get them transferred over.
Yeah, yeah. So one of them, why? Because you mean you had another, like a different business name at one point? Is that what it was?
It was just NYC Plumbing because we were a partnership back then, and then we incorporated. And like I said, I used to do a lot of business with Angie's List and House Call Pro and stuff, so all my reviews that were there, I couldn't bring them, I couldn't get them over.
Yeah. So you mean did you have a Google business profile that actually had reviews on it at one point? And then, or was that Angie's you're talking about?
It was Angie's and everybody, and that's why it's like, okay, I don't know what the hell happened, but it's like, but you know, I wasn't real firm with it because I'm not really doing residential. We're just going to start doing it again because just because, like I say, we do 95% property management.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our moneymaker. I mean, that's, you know.
Well, yeah, because it's definitely flowing you leads, done, you know. But the nice thing is, you know, when people have issues like with their sink or toilets clogged up, right, my guys, right, that go out and take care of those service calls make money. But they're charging hundreds and hundreds of dollars for, like, hey, a drain clean out or, you know, sink clean, you know, toilet, all that stuff.
Well, I'm making 800 plus a year just with apartments.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Like I said, like my drain company that I have, like my biggest one, I mean, they're doing probably 6-7 million right now. I mean, they're crushing it, right? It's because, you know, they really, you know, spend enough money, obviously, to bring in that money. Like I said, he's spending $9,000 a month, right? So he's definitely, you know, making sure his footprint's there. But he does both commercial and residential. And so having kind of both working for you will obviously, you know, benefit your company. And that's what Google's really made for. It's not really made for commercial. It's made for residential, because everybody goes on Google when they're looking for a business, right? Whoever shows up on the first page gets the business, right? And so, like I was talking to you right there, you know, obviously having those little different things to help you, right? Obviously having the 5-star reviews, which I'll help you with, having that photo, right, eventually of you and your partner, right, will really help you, like I said, take that business to the next level, so where you can stand out, right? And when they do see you, Mary, they want to call you over everybody else, right? So the third way that I help your business grow, so first way is obviously getting you on the first page. But the second way, we didn't talk about this yet. Let's say somebody types in onto Google, drain unclog. Okay. They type that in. Let's say they're in Marietta, right? They're right next to you. You know, they type it on Google, but they don't call you. Okay. What we'll do, right, is we'll actually run another campaign to retarget that person to get them to want to call you. Okay. So what do I mean by that? Well, we'll actually link up Google and Facebook together. Okay. So that person that typed in drain unclog, since they didn't call you on Google, anytime that they log onto Facebook, they're going to see an ad coming from your business, NYC Plumbing, right, to motivate them to want to call you from Facebook in addition to Google.
Okay.
So what does that do? Well, it gets back in front of them. It gives you a secondary chance, right, to get them to respond and want to call you, right? So again, back to having that photo, right? Because we can put that photo on your Google business profile, on your website, on your Facebook ads that we run, right? And so the people that see that Facebook ad are only people that are actively typing in, right, plumbing keywords in your surrounding area. Those are the only people that are going to see that Facebook ad, okay? Why is that? Mm-hmm. Well, because we don't want to just mass blanket people that aren't looking for plumbing, right? That's a big waste of money. And that's why a lot of people end up wasting money, because they don't have access to these type of tools. We spent a long time developing this technology, right, to be able to, you know, help our business owners, right, target their marketing and ultimately not waste their money at the same time. Now, the third way that I help businesses grow, Mary, and this is what I love about this next process, is we actually have a pay-per-lead program with Google, okay? The best leads money can buy. Let me explain how it's the best leads money can buy. Well, the nice thing about it is you get to take, like, the phone call, and you get to talk to them first, and if you don't like the lead, you don't have to pay for it. Right? So you get to talk to them, ask them a bunch of questions, and if it makes sense to pay for it, you pay for it. But during the course of that conversation, you have the ability to receive or reject that call, right? So either you get them decide to, hey, I want this lead and pay for it, or nah, I don't want this lead and you don't have to pay for it. That's how nice it is, right? So it's not a pay per call, it's a pay per qualified lead, which is a great, you know, way eventually to scale your business when you need those extra leads in addition to just my basic package. Okay. Now, do you guys have like a C36 license or a general like contractor license for plumbing in California?
C36.
Okay. Gotcha. Just got to ask, right? Okay. And then obviously you have at least $1 million in general liability, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. And no felonies between you and your partner in the last 7 years, correct?
I don't have a partner. I own the company by myself.
Okay. Oh, I thought you said you had somebody. Yeah. Is that like a worker of yours?
When I first started, we were a partnership, and we dissolved that, and I am now a corporation by myself.
So it's just solely you. Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Do you have any other workers that help you, or is it just you doing all the work right now?
No, I have workers.
Okay. I was going to say. All right. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, somebody's got to run the business too, right? So, okay, so point being is this. Okay, since you're the sole owner and you don't have any felonies, great. You check off the box, you got the general liability, great, and you have the C-36, which is fantastic. You have all those parameters for Google to basically put you at the very tippy top of Google. Okay. What's good, like I said, about those paper leads, ma'am, is that will really help you scale when you need those extra leads. Because some weeks you're going to be busier than others, as you know, right? And some weeks you can take on more leads. And so those paper leads will always be there for you once we get you pre-approved for it, because it does take 2 months to get you pre-approved for that, because it's a full vetting process. Google doesn't just put anybody at the very tippy top of Google, right? But the good news is if you want that lead, let's say it comes in and you're like, yeah, I want that lead, Google's going to charge you $47 for that qualified lead.
Okay.
So it's a pay-per-qualified lead process. And the cool thing is Google doesn't share that lead. So like Angie's and Yelp and a lot of those like other companies out there, you never get a qualified lead or like a exclusive lead, I should say, right? They share those leads with like 5-6 other guys in the area, which sucks, right? You know, when you're trying to scale business. But with the Google platform, you show up at the very tippy top. They come at the as a phone call, right? And then you're able to, you know, during that course of that conversation, decide, okay, yeah, I want this lead, or nah, I don't like this lead at all. So if you don't like the lead, you don't pay the $47, right? But if it's a good lead, pay for it, because it's going to turn into obviously a good job because the person's interested. As long as you can show up and take care of their needs, right, they're going to want to pay you, right? So that platform will take the business like to the next level when you're ready to spend, you know, more and more money when it comes down to it, okay? So a lot of my clients, Mary, start with my ideal package, okay? My ideal package covers all three levels of service, where you're on the first page of Google under the map section and all that, the business section is what they call it, right, for all your keywords in the surrounding areas. We run $100 every month in retargeting ads, okay, on the Facebook platform, okay? And then we have the paper leads in addition to that, right, at $47 a piece that you take, right? Tracking with me so far?
Okay. Yep.
So how those costs work is this, okay? The first month, there's a little bit of costs that are associated to getting it going because we have to pay for a background check to get you pre-approved for your paper leads. And then your first month of service, right? So what it does is it breaks down first month is $549, and then every month thereafter is $299, okay? The only additional cost to your $299 is how many paper leads you take in addition to that.
Okay.
And so what this does is sets you up for both short-term and long-term growth, okay? So let's talk about the paper leads a little bit more because there are some more details to it. So like I said, it does take 2 months to get set up, right? But once you are set up and you're ready to go, we would sit down with you and we would be like, okay, Mary, it's now time to really now take your marketing to a little bit next level than your basic $299 package, right? So you're pre-approved now for the paper leads. You can start taking those paper leads. So what that looks like is this. Google makes you prepay for 13 leads up front, okay? So in May, when you're pre-approved for it, we'd sit down. We'd be like, okay, Mary, it's now time to start taking from those paper leads. 13 times 47, that's $611, right? We would sit down. You'd pay the $611. And then you can start taking from that prepaid account. Now, it all integrates. It all locks into our app and our websites and whatever, but it's all there and easy for you to use, okay? What a lot of my clients, Mary, do is they'll take, like, two of the prepaid leads, right? And then they turn it off. So once they take two solid leads of the of those 47 each, they'll turn it off, and they'll work those two leads really aggressively to make sure that one of the two at least turns into a really good job for the company. Once that happens, mm-hmm. then they turn it back on, and then they take two more, right? And so they go through those 13 leads basically conservatively to start, okay? Like to kind of get their sea legs, as I always use the analogy, and their confidence up on those leads. And then once you're more and more confident and once you're seeing that those pay-per-leads are really turning over really well for you, then you can take more and more on them. But let's say it takes you a month and a half to get through those 13 leads, those prepaid leads, right?
Mm-hmm.
What will happen is once you're done with the first set of 13, it will auto-reload another 13. So that's how it will work. It will auto-reload 13 basically leads at a time. So if it takes you a month and a half, it's going to take you a month and a half, it reloads, right? If it takes you 2 months, right, in 2 months, it'll auto-reload at 13 leads. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So what I like about the paper leads, to kind of sum them up, okay, is those will really take your business to, like, another plateau. Why? Well, because it gives you full control to get more leads, right, and their quality leads, right? Sure, we could always spend more money on Facebook. Sure, we could run, like, what they call pay-per-click ads, right? But those will get you business, but it's not going to be as good as these leads. And why are these leads so good? Because they're quality leads, right? That's why you're paying $47 for them. But at the same time, it's not there just to be the main thing either, right? That is what I always call is the filler, right? And the scalability of the company. So you have full control of your marketing expense each month, right? If you just want to spend $2.99 that month, you can do that. If you want to take, you know, three of the paper leads that month, so 3 times 47 plus the $2.99, that would be your monthly ad spend basically for that month. That all makes sense.
Okay.
So a lot of my companies, they start with this package because, like I said, it does take time to get those paper leads going. It's not like I can flick the switch on it, but it will help you in the long run when you really want to, you know, because my $2.99 package, Mary, will bring several thousands of dollars a month worth of business. It's good, right? But is it going to bring you $10,000 worth of business on $299? Absolutely not. There's no such thing as that, right? But the good news is, you know, as time goes on and you're able to increase your budget, that's where those paper leads will be there to add that extra fuel to fire, where you can, you know, spend $800 or $1,000 a month, right, and get $10,000 or more, you know, worth of business back.
Okay, Matt. Well, like I said, today I'm not making any decisions because I got a lot of other stuff going. I'm in the process of having one of my vehicles was just declared a total loss. I'm trying to get another vehicle as we're speaking right now. And so that's taking priority because I'm down the truck right now. So,
yeah, totally understand. There's always a million things going on, Mary. I completely understand.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like I said, somebody fell off the first page of Marietta today. Right. So the reason why we are actively calling plumbing companies is we're trying to get that first page placement taken care of. Right. So obviously, you know, if you are serious, I'd love to, you know, talk seriously with you, you know, about getting it. But, you know, the last thing I would hate to do, right, is fill another person on there because once I do, I can't work with another company because that's Google's rule for us. Does that make sense?
No, I got you. Yeah, no, that's it. It does. You got to do what you got to do. But again, I do appreciate your time and thank you for explaining all this to me, okay?
Yeah. So let me ask you, I mean, what's kind of got you on the fence right now? Mary?